To national audiences, he was the green-eyed bandit. The smooth voice of black culture and music beamed into our homes as one of America's first VJs, host of BET's Video Soul. Today, although we don't see his face, we can still hear that voice, at least here in Washington, and on the web each morning at CBS Radio's WPGC-FM. This week, he's celebrating 30 years in the business. If you haven't guessed it, I'm talking about the legendary Donnie Simpson. He joins me here in our Washington studio. Hi. Donnie, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
See, let me hear those pipes. Come on, go on. Come on with it. Let me hear those pipes.
You want to hear pipes? I should have brought my Barry White records.
Oh, no, yes.
Those are pipes.
Oh, no, I might not be able to handle that. But first, let me start by saying congratulations. 30 years.
Oh, thank you.
30 years in radio, 30 years in any business in broadcasting. Yeah. That's a big deal.
Well, thank you, Michelle. It is. I'm very excited about it.
Did you ever think you'd see this day?
Yeah, I mean, I had no doubt I would be in it for a long time.
How'd you get your start? I hear, I don't know if this is true, that you had wanted to be a minister originally.
Yeah,
is that true?
I did. That was my first ambition in life, was to be a Baptist minister. Somewhere along the line, George Clinton turned me out, and here I am.
What happened?
I worked in my mother's record shop. My mother owned a record shop from the time I was, I guess, 12 years old. And people used to come in there all the time and go, you know, I had this heavy voice from the time I was, eighth grade. The summer between the seventh and eighth grade, my voice changed. And so people would come in and say, God, you sound like a DJ, or you ought to be a DJ, all the time. And it was in one ear and out the other, you know. And so finally one day my mother had a live broadcast with one of the local DJs there. His name was Al Perkins. He did the morning show on WJLB. And so he put me on the air once an hour, announcing the specials, you know, Temptations' Greatest Hits, $2.99 this hour. And people would then come in and go, wow, I heard you on the radio. Man, you sound just like a DJ.
How old were you?
I was 15.
Oh, my goodness.
I was 15.
So what was your first gig?
At that same radio station, WJLB. Well, the first thing I did, I became a Soul Teen reporter. This radio station had a group called the WJLB Soul Teen Reporters. One student from each public high school in Detroit came in once a week to record a little 60-second spiel about what was going on at their schools. You know, seniors, don't forget cap and gown measurements are next Friday, and you know, we got a big sale Tuesday, and the lovers of the week are, and our number one song is, you know, that kind of thing. And so they didn't have a reporter for my school, and the reporter for the school that was in a district that my mother's record shop was in kept asking me every time she'd come in a record shop, you know, would you come? And yeah, you know, I had no interest in it. Well, next time she came in there, after seeing Al do his show there, I was like, hey, why don't we talk about this? Let's do this. So they started putting me on weekends for 3 or 4 hours at the age of 15. And then my senior year in high school, they fired the guy who did 8 to midnight weeknights. They asked me to sit in for him for a week to give them time to find someone else. And I sat there for 7.5 years.
So this is pretty much your world, you know, right here with the cans on in front of the mic. This
yeah.
Is and you know everybody. Listen, we've got to play this clip. I call it the if this were, you know, a typical Washington office, it would be kind of the eagle wall of you know, shaking hands with everybody. But we got to play this clip. So, you know, who doesn't Donnie Simpson know? Listen to this.
Okay. Everybody's hanging with Donnie Simpson.
Yeah. Greatest artist in the history of music. It's been 25 years since the release of his first album for you. 20 years since Purple Rain. Ladies and gentlemen, my man, Prince.
Mr. Simpson, what's up?
I gotta tell you, Prince, always wanted to interview you, man. I never got to get you on Video Soul. You didn't do many interviews back then.
Yeah, it was pretty quiet back then.
It's like for many years, I was telling the audience about 15 or 20 minutes ago, that for like 15 years, it seemed, the only interview I ever saw you do was that one you did for MTV, and you interviewed yourself.
Yeah, well, they call me a control freak, so.
Donnie Simpson.
Is your golf game good?
It's pretty good. It's gotten a lot better. I had, after my heart surgeries, it took me about a year to learn how to play again, but I'm swinging it pretty good now. I've almost got myself back to where I was before.
Well, you've invited me to play with you before, and I'd love to do that. And
we'll try to get a game together where we can all play.
I would love that. Mr. President, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You got a deal, ma'am.
Oh, so you're playing golf with the president. You're playing golf with the president.
Well, I'm supposed to.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he invited me when he was in office, and I could never bring myself to pick up the phone and call the White House and ask for Bill. I'm supposed to play golf with him.
So how does that work, though? Is it just because you are the man in Washington, people just stop by? Or do you still have to hustle for those interviews? Do you still have to fight to get, you know, Prince and Michael Jordan, Mariah Carey?
No, never have. Never. I've never hustled for an interview. I mean, I remember years ago, Janet was on tour. Janet Jackson.
And, Janet. It's Janet. Yeah. Okay, I'm caught up.
Well, she is one of those one-name artists.
True.
You know Janet. Mm-hmm. But they were like, God, they've been trying to get Janet on the show. And I went out to dinner with her. They said, you went out to dinner with Janet last night? I was like, yeah. Well, why didn't you ask her to come on the show? You know, I never ask anyone to come on the show.
Why?
Well, because I feel that it's the friendship is more important to me. I don't want it to ever get to the point where when I call you at home, you go, God, I wonder what he's calling for now. What does he want me to do? It'll never happen.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Donnie Simpson about his 30 years in broadcasting. As I'm sure you know, the National Association of Black Journalists recently gave your former network a thumbs down vote, citing programming that they say doesn't support healthy images of African Americans in America. And it's interesting because in the blogs and in what's talked about, written about BET, you're always remembered with fondness and nostalgia. People say, well, remember the Donnie Simpson days, you know, that was so classy. I just wonder what you make of this whole conversation. Do you think BET has changed for the worse? What do you make of the criticism of the network as not serving the best interest or reflecting the best face of African Americans?
Yeah, well, I mean, it has changed. It's a very difficult position for them to be in. You know, of course, one of the arguments is that, you know, that BET gives its audience what it wants, you know, and I think that if you had a better mix of it, that people would be a little more accepting of it. But, you know, when it's...
You mean mix of what? If BET offered more of a mix of programming, or if there were more than one African-American-oriented channel, which there is.
Well, both.
There's radio one, there's TV one.
Yeah. Well, but of course, BET is the one. They have far more eyes than TV One. You know, if you had a mix of more adult programming or less booty shaking, you know, I certainly don't want to put down my network, BET, that, you know, even though I'm no longer there.
But it sounds like you're troubled by the direction that the network's taken.
Yeah. You know, I wish it were a little less of the booty shaking, a little less of the gangsterism, you know. I just wish it were more... that they did some more things that were more positive, that put us in a more positive light.
And of course, some of this may be generational. I don't know. But I know that when I have sort of conversations about BET, you know, with, you know, my network, sometimes it breaks down along generational lines. And some of the younger, you know, folks will say, well, you know, just get over yourselves. This is what we like.
Yeah.
I just wonder if you think that might be the case. And I don't know if you like the new music. Do you like the new music coming along?
Now, if you're just talking about music, then yeah, that's a different subject for me. Mm-hmm. I like a lot of the new music. I love hip hop. You know, well, I love music. You know, I like country. I like classical. You go through my iPod, you'll find anything from Vladimir Horowitz to Garth Brooks to Johnny Cash to Jay-Z to Young Jeezy, you know, Wes Montgomery. I mean, I'm all over the place. You know, I love music. And I believe that, you know, the second you say, for me as a broadcaster, that they don't make music like they used to, you know, then it's time for an oldie station for me. I'm cooked. You know, I'm done.
One of the things that has always distinguished you to me, is that, and no disrespect to anybody, I don't mean to hurt anybody's feelings, but some people just sound so fake. You just cannot believe they talk that way at home. You're like, hi, dear, let's have some eggs. You know, you just can't believe that they actually talk like that. And I always feel like when I listen to you, I feel like you're talking to me.
Well, you know what?
And I just wondered
beautiful.
How you...
Well, that's quite a compliment. That's because that's the whole, that's the objective right there. That's the thing that connects people. If they feel like they're talking to you, then they will listen to you. You know, that's the way I was taught to broadcast. I mean, even though I was doing it before I ever went to school, you know, at 15 years old. But I remember in college at the University of Detroit, Just, it was always one-on-one communication. You know, I never say, you know, good morning, everybody, or have a great day, everybody, because it's just one-on-one. I say, hey, how you doing? You know, thanks for listening. You know, it's just, it's supposed to be one-on-one.
Donnie Simpson, the green-eyed bandit, is host of The Donnie Simpson Show on CBS Radio's WPGC in Washington. And this week, he celebrates 30 years in Washington, right. 38 years in broadcasting. Donnie Simpson, thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Michelle. Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here with you.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.